Paul Mooney. Welcome to Analyzing White America.
I tell you what's been bothering me most recently is, I guess it's guilt. I don't know. It's like blacks make me feel guilty. Sorry. Arabs make me feel guilty. Jews make me feel guilty. I don't know. I just feel like everything by being a white man, I'm the guilty party. This 911 thing. I mean, you know, it sort of puts us all in the same pot, right? You know, blacks, whites. It doesn't matter. But well, it's fear too. I got to tell you, my fear. I'm scared to get on an airplane. I'm scared to fly anymore. We were supposed to have a conference in Las Vegas next week. I'm scared to death to go there.
9/11 is a different world, ain't it? And shock, just stunned. And it took that to make white folks realize that we're human beings. Yeah, you understand? You know, because they were so worried about us. America's so worried about black folks. They were so worried about the land niggas, they forgot about the sand niggas. These white folks couldn't even find Idi Amin. They still ain't found Idi. They ain't found Idi Amin. Great big old black nigga in the middle of the jungle in a red convertible. They ain't found that nigga yet.
How come it is that you can say the N-word? You know what I'm saying? I can't say the N-word. What is that about?
What do you mean you can't say the N-word?
You know I'm not. I can't say the N-word.
It's politically incorrect is what you're saying.
It's just wrong, isn't it?
Well, why? Who do you think is the first person to ever say the N-word?
Well, that's just it. It was disrespectful. I don't want to show disrespect for anybody. I mean, that would be political suicide.
Yeah, but don't you think that was a long time ago? Well, the N-word is still saying it, right? We're just using words. Now we're saying the N-word. What's the difference?
Well, you can't say anything anymore. I mean, that's... I learned just last week, you can't talk about Orientals unless you're talking about rugs. You can call me a cracker.
Yeah, I mean, I could call you cracker. That would make me feel good. But why don't we say cracker together? Why don't we say cracker together?
All right.
Cracker. Now, does that bother you?
No.
See?
Honky.
Uh-huh.
Honky.
Peckerwood. Yeah. White trash. Let's say that together.
White trash.
Yeah, see? White. Don't you feel better? Folks tripping on me now. You trip. They trip on me. Make that nigger. Stop saying nigger. I'm getting a nigger headache. I can't think. Nigger, stop it, nigger. Stop. But white folks, you shouldn't have made up nigger. I didn't make it up. It's too bad. I say nigger 100 times every morning. It makes my teeth white. Nigger, 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 nigger.
DJ Opie.
Nothing really to gain if you ain't feeling the pain. If you ain't drank from the rain while you wait for the sun. From the slums, it was all about the weight and the gun. To get the top spot, rolling the drop top with the pretty chick. Niggas might love you, but they hate you the one. You know the shit well if you come from it. I'm used to the pain, sort of numb from it. If you offered the war, I wouldn't run from it. Not a chance, I would just advance. Weed in my stand socks, told you I'ma make a stand. You made $100, you can make a grand. Thinking like a warrior, fuck it, I'ma take the land. Went hand in hand, can't take the stand. Feeling like a rat, nigga scat, gonna make a plan. And get you a 9-to-5, you ain't ready for the shootout. Thinking it's time to ride, or thinking it's time to die. Either or is good, niggas get rich, coming from the poorest hood. I'm an asshole, but I ain't full of shit though. Call me the Phantom, but I would drive a Pinto. I don't write rhymes, but I kill you with a pencil. Eat you up, shit you out, just like lentils. My condolences, ain't that coincidental. Lace a bitch, pass me a rubber, I'm a nympho. Pass the beat, I'm a killer mic, I love the tempo. KillRappers.com, that's my fucking info. Ghost, nigga, ghost.
Thanks for making dinner, baby.
Hey, it's me.
baby brought in a nice plate of food. What is all this, baby?
It's chicken parm.
Ooh! We're in the lab watching a basketball game. I looked up. Big old plate of food. Thank you, baby. Little Chewy's doing good. He's finally just chilling, laying around. We posted some videos or pictures, baby, on Facebook. So if people are interested in going on Facebook and seeing our new pug, Chewy. Go ahead and check him out.
What's that stuff called? That THCA stuff? Because I've been hearing, right? I don't mess with none of that stuff at all. But I've been hearing, like, because my girlfriend, one of her best friends, goes to the dispensaries out there. And she went to one of the ones in Illinois, and she was noticing, she was like, on the bottle, in the dispensary weed, it says, like, that THCA stuff on it. So they're like, so she was like, wait, is that the same stuff that they're selling in, like, the smoke shops? So then she was like, wait, so then people are buying weed that they think is, like, street weed, you know what I'm saying? And they really, because
it just has higher concentration. It was probably just, like, cut a little earlier. You know what?
Well, so realistically,
all weed has it. Everything.
Oh, weed has THCA. THCA turning into THC just happens during the curing process.
Okay.
It's like burned. Uh-huh. So THCA is just when you burn it, it's a distinction, like a change in the chemical that happens when you dry it. So the, like, when you buy weed at a dispensary in another state, like a legal state, a lot of it is going to have a high amount of THCA. It'll probably have more than the legal carry of Delta 9 THC.
Oh, okay.
However, it still carries a lot of Delta 9 THCA.
Got it.
So realistically, a lot of the stuff that we sell can compete with a
what's
decent
the dispensary
amount of dispensary
stuff?
Weed. And I've smoked dispensary weed, I smoked a lot of street weed, I smoke just now. This is what I smoke now.
Yeah. Oh, and you're like, no difference.
No. I mean, there's a little I gotta smoke a little bit more. But
that's what I heard. I was like, I heard the difference was you just gotta smoke more of it.
And
you
it's
know,
not
or does, and it's not going to last as long.
Yeah, basically.
But other than that.
But that's just because it's less potent, so you just have to
Right, for sure.
It's the exact same feeling, the exact same chemical. It's just basically you have to go through a little bit of an extra step to get there.
Got it. I understand now. Because, she was like, wait, so then people are coming out there buying stuff on the assumption that it's dispensary weed. You know what I mean? Like street dispensary weed. In reality, it's all, Yeah. All right, man. You too. I usually come here to get my squares and stuff, so I'll be back. Thanks, man. Yep. I got you.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate come on, you got it. Yep. Yeah, I'll just be wanting to know, because, like we were saying, like, Michelle's got a friend that goes to, like, them dispensaries and shit, you know what I'm saying, and gets the weed or whatever. Like I'm saying, like, I don't smoke and stuff, you know. Like I said, when I get off paper, I'm going to, but her friend goes down there and gets it and stuff. And we are telling her, like, because we have been hearing just through the grapevine and just people talking about that stuff. Because, like I was telling you, I go in that smoke shop to buy my cigarettes. And because it's convenient, it's by the house. And one day, the first time I went in there, the very first time I went in there, I heard somebody was in there buying some of that stuff. You know, that THCA stuff or that Delta 9s or whatever that stuff is. And dude was like, I could tell, like, it was his first time buying the stuff or whatever just by the conversation. And he was just, like, asking him basically what it is, basically, kind of, you know what I'm saying?
And then afterwards, I asked the dude, I was like, man, I was like, so blah, 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 like, what's up with that? And he was just like saying, man, basically, he was like, people that go to them, like, dispensaries and stuff like that in Illinois and other places, he was like, man, he was like, they're smoking the same thing. Like, the THCA, because it was like, if you look on the back of those bottles, of like, if you go to a dispensary, weed dispensary, if you look on the back of the bottle, it's going to say, like, THCA, and then it'll have, like, the amount on it or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But that's weird, like, but dang, then that's cold-blooded then. Like, so then people are going to dispensaries thinking they're buying street weed, you know what I'm saying? Just legally, you know, at a dispensary now. When in reality, it's like what he said it was. So I don't know, man. Shit is just so much different, though, today. Because I was just like, because we were talking about, I was like, yeah, I would never even try that stuff. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because I ain't into trying new things anyways. But, like, especially, like, when it comes to weed, I wouldn't even be interested in even trying that stuff. Yep. But, yeah, it's just interesting. But, yeah, I don't even fuck around for now. You know what I'm saying? It ain't worth it. You know what I'm saying? And I don't even go see my PO no more. I call my PO once every 3 months. That's how we communicate now. You know what I'm saying? So, but it just ain't worth it to me. Like, I went all these years without fucking around. It's just like, what's the point now? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, but I just thought that was fascinating, man. So basically, that's what them, like, people that work in these smoke shops. And maybe it's a competitive thing. Maybe they just tell you that. So a person would be like, oh, well, fuck it. I'll just buy shit here if it's the same thing. What's the point going all the way to Illinois if I'm smoking the same thing? You know what I'm saying? Or whatever type shit. But, yeah, that's just crazy. So I don't know. Basically, I guess, do your research. Like, if you're someone that goes down to Illinois to them dispensaries and shit like that, just maybe ask some questions, you know what I'm saying? And find out. I guess, basically. Yep. But I'm back home now. I had to run to the store and get some change so we could wash these clothes. And my mother's coming by too to meet our new dog. She's coming by to meet Chewy. We've been telling our mom, you know what I'm saying, to get a dog and shit. Because we had dogs when we were growing up and stuff. And, I mean, it's been, you know, a long-ass time now and stuff. She's just like, you know, she always says, oh, well, you know, we're always, like, gone and stuff. And I get it, but I'm like, I know you want one, though. I'm hoping when she, you know, sees the pug, she'll be like, oh. Because there was, like I was telling you, there was at least eight of them. You know what I'm saying? Because I was almost like, damn, like, how do I choose? Yeah, but, okay, I'm back home, so I'm going up here. My mom should be here by now. She had called me right when I was leaving. And, I got to get this stuff out the trunk. Yeah, she actually might be upstairs in the apartment by the time I get up there. We'll see. Yeah, I'm hoping she likes the dog and is like, oh, I'm gonna get one. You know, at least got 7, 8 left. Thank you. 5, please.
Thanks. Hey, baby. Would you rather? Obviously, you wouldn't want either one of these scenarios. But if you had to pick, would you, hold on, would you rather have 20 years of probation or do 10 years prison? The whole 10 years, there's no getting out early, there's no good, none of that.
I'd do the 10.
You would do the 10? Why?
Because the 10 and you're done, but the 20 is longer, and you have the same rules as when you're in.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's what you said.
Mm-hmm.
was that basically you're just living outside of the prison, but you still have the prison.
You're clothes. 1 foot in, 1 foot out all the time.
So why wouldn't I just do the 10 and be done?
There it is. Mm-hmm. Me too. What were they just talking about on the news, baby?
There's this bakery in Menominee Falls.
Uh-huh.
And they were going to have like a drag.
Like a drag queen event or whatever?
Yeah.
That's what they still call that nowadays?
Yeah.
Okay.
Drag show, whatever. And they were, they got like death threats and everything, so they had to cancel it. Like, why just let people live?
Right, yes, yeah.
Like, if it's not your thing, don't go.
Don't have it. It's just not your thing, but don't shit on it. Yeah, that's,
you know,
yeah, that's getting old.
Gay people are not going to infiltrate your...
Exactly, your life.
Menominee Falls and turn your kids gay.
Because to me, like, what does somebody... Like, we were talking about, just because somebody's a certain way, it's like... Like, that's, it's not affecting our life. Why give the energy towards bashing them or talking shit about them?
Right.
When in reality, it doesn't affect our lives personally.
Just live
let
your
them
life.
Be.
Yeah.
Live your life. Let them live their lives and everyone. Right. Exactly. Basically. Love,
I mean,
who you love. You know what I mean?
Same thing. It's the same thing as race. Like, if you don't, like, just mind your business. And let people just be who they are.
Well, it'd be nice.
You know what I mean?
In a perfect world, that's
right.
How all that shit should be. But yeah,
it's... I mean, big picture, it's the same, you know. Like, if they were going to be...
Well, a lot of it is the same.
Right.
We're
like,
raised, there are some
differences.
Right, there's
correct.
Some definite
but
differences,
like,
but...
But, like, the message is the same. Like,
yeah.
Somebody is different than you.
Basically, stop hating on people.
Right.
And learn about them.
Just live your life.
Learn who they are, just so you know. You know, like, you can learn stuff so people, you ain't offending people and all that shit. You know what I mean? Because I ain't gonna lie, like, some of the stuff like that... Because, like, back in our day, we just called people gay. Even if somebody was a lesbian,
yeah,
they were. It was like classified as gay.
Yes,
you
yes.
know what I mean. And now but now it's different. Like everything is like super, like official. It seems like, and some people do. I ain't gonna lie. There are some people. It's just in my opinion. I'll say it's a small amount. It seems like there are some people in that community that are super super sensitive. And at the end of the day, everyone has it. I'm saying,
like
older people. Yeah, and just older people, like, the way that they view all of that is just different, you know what I mean? And now
right.
it's like, so it's like, I think, like, everyone should allow people to adjust and make mistakes, and whether you're, you know, saying something or addressing somebody or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
But, like, in the
'cause nowadays, if someone, like, not even with the sexual stuff, but just like how we used to call people mixed. Like back in our day, it was just if somebody was black and white, or they were black and Latin, or they were whatever, they were just mixed.
Right.
But now I'd be willing to say if you were to call somebody mixed now today, there's potential they may get upset or even be like, what is that? What do you mean I'm mixed up? You know, like mentally they might be thinking you're saying they're fucked up or something. No, it means you have at least two different, you know, bloodlines in you. That's all. It's, you know, but yeah.
Would you be multicultural?
Is that, would that,
that
be the term?
Know,
probably. Yeah, like that's probably the term. Multicultural, right. Because every, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was my point. Yeah. Everything's so damn technical nowadays. Like LGBTQ. And like if you don't say all the words,
some people will,
they'll get offended.
You.
And you're like, well, my bad. I'm just like, because I didn't say the plus.
Nope.
The plus part or whatever that comes on with that.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, my
yeah.
bad. Sorry. Not
just,
not gay. Just.
But like, it's not a cult. They're not going to.
Some
like,
people act like it, right.
Turn you gay.
Right,
or
exactly.
Turn you
mm-hmm.
into a
or
lesbian.
Try to manipulate, right.
You know? I mean, that just, it's not a thing.
Basically, let people love who they are and just stay out their way. And if it ain't for you,
and just walk
fuck
away.
Just yeah, man. Let's The goal is to make the world a little more better and a little not as fucking tense.
Don't hang out with
exactly
people that are not exactly like you.
Mm-hmm.
And go live in your bubble.
Oh yeah, that story that we were talking about. So this is crazy. I got a story I'm gonna probably do later. And it's about these parole officers. Says LA County. You heard about this one, baby? Well, I showed you the thing. Yeah, the headline. This is pretty crazy. I'm gonna do some digging into this and talk about it on the podcast. So it says LA County puts 66 probation officers on leave for misconduct, including sexual abuse and excessive force. The department said the announcement was intended as an effort to regain public trust as it roots out employees who engage in misconduct. Shit, there's one going on right here. Well, not anymore, but like, you know that Michael, for people that aren't familiar, people in Milwaukee are familiar with the Joel Acevedo case where the Milwaukee police officer, his name was Michael Mattioli, choked him out. This was during COVID. They had like this cop had basically a cop party. You know what I mean? And so it was probation officers over there and shit, and like they were involved with that shit. They never got charged. They were like holding Joel Acevedo down while Michael Mattioli was choking him out. Yep, two parole officers. They were never charged, none of that shit. They just all of a sudden turned into witnesses. But you know what I mean? So basically, not only were they a party to a crime, they were at this place doing cocaine and all kinds of shit. And I bet you those parole officers, probation officers, probably locked somebody up the day before that for coming in there smoking weed with a dirty UA. But then they're at house parties doing coke and being party crime and murders and stuff, holding people's feet down. Yeah, y'all go check that case out. The Joel Acevedo case. Yep. Dirty cop named Michael Mattioli. And then they allow a dude to sell his house and all kinds of shit. They let that Max Anderson, that killed Sade, sell his house? Yeah, that the Sade Robinson case, that Max Anderson, his family just sold his house for, what do you say, $190,000?
Yeah, they cleared the house.
Mm-hmm.
Of, you know, they were done with their investigation.
Mm-hmm.
His family sold it. I mean, obviously, they know he's never getting out then.
True. That bitch better not ever fucking see the daylight.
I mean, ever. Actually, like, his family thinks he's guilty, too, because they would have, like, kept the house up till he got out.
Right, and just plus all the pad, you know damn well his mom and dad know of all bullshit, like, stuff that he's done. I'm saying even from, like, a kid when he was a child, probably all the little weird things he was doing. Because, you know, sometimes a lot of them, I'm not saying every situation, but a lot of times, when them serial killers would be doing that shit, when they're young, they'll be like hurting animals and all that kind of weird shit. And then they, you know, as they get older, they end up killing people and stuff.
We watched one podcast or blog thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Gizla K. Shout out Grizzly True Crime.
Shout out Grizzly True Crime. My baby loves that. Her name is Gizla K. She does a good job. She's a South African woman, white South African woman that she lives
in Sweden.
She currently lives in Sweden.
So interesting. But anyway, she got an email from a childhood friend of Max Anderson or something.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, when she was doing one of her episodes, and they said that, like, you know, he had, like his dad was not happy with his son's lifestyle, behavior, whatever.
Before even all
so
this
like
shit.
You know, you kind of think, oh, his parents totally back him, think he's innocent, whatever. I don't think that was the case with this one.
Okay.
I feel like you know, they probably
like we're saying, they probably know from just past stuff, from just when he was a kid. They probably seen the signs.
And, you know, like a family member had called 911.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
On him.
And then that situation where he had punched somebody because they were trying to interfere.
Yeah.
Or help out with, because he was, yeah, yeah, so.
Yeah, so it's not like his family was like, oh, our poor kid, like he's. Right.
This ain't his first rodeo.
Yeah.
Not his first rodeo. Hey, Chewy.
Hi.
Y'all hear Chewy? He's doing really well. Mm-hmm. We're potty training him, and he pooped on his pee pad this morning. So, yeah, he's doing really well. Yep. So we're about to head out for work. Got the little Miles Davis on in the background. It's hump day, y'all. It's Wednesday. So y'all go on and take on the day just like we're about to do. Got my birthday coming up soon. In about a week and a half. So, you know, y'all can be generous if y'all want. No, I'm just playing. But no, we got birthday coming up. So I'm looking forward to this weekend just chilling. Cause we've been like busy the last two weekends with things. So I'm looking forward to just kind of chilling this weekend.
And then Mother's Day.
And then we got Nathan's birthday coming up 4 days after mine. I wonder if you guys are gonna just, cause you and Mom are,
Michelle and Mom
are like kind of coordinating and just setting up for my birthday.
I thought he was before.
No, Nathan's after.
Oh,
his is on the 29th.
Got it.
So I'm wondering if they want to just, like, I'd be down with combining, doing the two birthdays in one, and just kind of finding a common date. Because I wonder what that next weekend falls on.
Oh, the dates. Sunday is the 27th. Your birthday is?
The 25th. Yeah, or the 26th.
Or the 26th.
So that's what I was thinking, like. What's up to you and Mom? But we're having I told Mom and Michelle, I said my only request is Mexican food and a French soap pie.
Hi, Chewy. Hey, boo boo. Chewy.
I think Maya's gonna come over this afternoon.
Yeah, Michelle's daughter's gonna come over and
Poochie.
See Lil Chewy. My mom came over yesterday and checked him out. My bro stopped by. He checked him out.
I mean,
everyone's just in love.
Yep, I may Chewy. Take him over to my mom's or something, you know, on the weekend.
Okay.
And just show, because it's supposed to be nice weather, so we can stay outside.
Because okay.
Somebody isn't potty trained.
Okay. He's doing well though so far.
He's doing well, but
he is. He's overall he's. He's peed a couple of times in other spots, but overall, he's peeing on his pad so far and pooping on his pad. So that's good so far.
Yeah. I mean, ideally, we could play with your name. You know, there are those apartment pee pads that look like grass.
That's the one I thought we were going to get.
Well, these are just temporary because that's how he was in that crate.
Do you want to take him out for the first time? Later tonight, maybe?
Yeah. Try it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll bring his collar up.
But if you want to do that fake grass pee pad, it's basically for people that live in apartments. We have to do that like...
Right away,
or he's not going to figure it out.
He won't be able to adjust, like, yeah. Okay.
There's just no way we're going to get him to get downstairs in time.
Exactly.
With peeing.
Okay.
Just from my experience with
Charla.
That one, they have small bladders. And
yeah, they do. All right, you guys, we're heading out to work, and be checking for episodes. Peace. There's water down. I put water down for him. Yeah. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Until the next one, peace.
predator, filthy America, burning newspapers in the editors. My dead presidents ain't dead enough. Blew a zip to the head, still ain't red enough. Pray to Jesus, hope he got you. No, I'm not a chicken, I never listen to Fox News. Niggas built the country but never given they props to. Paying for my people, I'm still paying my pops dues. I'm royalty, my mama said it. I'm gold hearted, I'm scum headed. Lost soul in the promised land, the promises. Instead of masks on, but no, I'm not anonymous. Build on my lonely, no accomplices. Light the hell up for my accomplishments. I'm a real nigga, it's not a lot of them. If they were, then the cops probably shot at them.
God run me, run team. Never let the team run me. Or the girl, them I gon' breathe. I'm telling that the body never come free. Bad man, we run team. Never let the team run me. Or the girl, them I gon' breathe. I'm telling that the body never come free.
Watching Fox 4 News at 10.
Remember this story, 4 in your corner just broke for you recently. This parole officer getting out of her car, verbally attacking a group of construction workers using racial slurs.
Well, the officer is now facing possible termination from her employer. 4 in your corner's Tony Sidiku has an update for us tonight. Tony?
That's right, Amy Patrick. It's been about 3 weeks since we showed you that heated exchange in that video. Now the state is taking action and removing her from the job.
The Florida Department of Corrections telling 4 in your corner the woman caught on camera yelling racial slurs will be out of a job. The woman is Tracy Keene. She was a probation officer in DeSoto County when this exchange took place. In an email, the department told me today, we are moving towards termination. When I asked them about Keene's job status now, the man who shot the 15-second clip didn't want to be identified, but told me Keene approached his dad, who was working for FEMA, to clean up debris at the time. He says the exchange started because their trucks were blocking the road, but tells me her words were unnecessarily hateful and hurtful.
We're just trying to clean up her street. Like, completely demoralizing.
When Four in Your Corner first reached out to the state, they called Keene's actions distasteful and uncalled for, and denounced her behavior.
What's up, y'all? I got the video. Remember, me and Michelle were talking a little earlier in the podcast about those 66 probation officers that have been put on leave for misconduct. Okay, yeah, that was out of L.A. County. What's going on out there in Los Angeles, y'all, out there in Cali? Because I plan on coming out there literally about 2 years from now. You know what I'm saying? I cannot wait. Man, I can't wait to go out to California. But I got the little video. It's 2 minutes and 3 seconds, y'all, if you want to check it out. So this is 66 L.A. County probation officers have been placed on leave for misconduct. So let's see what they're up to.
Nine concerning new details about the state of LA County's juvenile justice system. This after the Department of Probation releases new information about the number of probation officers placed on leave.
KCAL News assignment editor Mike Rogers has been following all the twists and turns of this story. Mike, how many probation officers are we talking about here?
You know, since January 1st, the LA County Department of Probation says they have suspended 66 probation officers for misconduct, both in the juvenile facilities, which has been the primary problem, as well as in some of their adult facilities as well. 66, though, pretty staggering number here. I do want to show you some video, though. We've had issues, of course, in the past with all of this. The LA County Probation says 18 of the people that were suspended, those officers, were put on leave for suspected sexual misconduct. Damn. 9 of those were arrests unrelated to their employment. 39 put on leave for just general misconduct, things the department says include considered excessive force, child endangerment, child abuse, what? Possession of contraband, and negligent supervision. The Department of Probation says things are so tough right now, they actually have to restructure their internal affairs division because of the way things were being run prior to this new probation chief coming in. Because of that, all of these cases have been given to the actual state attorney general's office that is now conducting investigations. You remember, we showed you that video not too long ago where several probation officers were accused of just standing around while kids were fighting each other inside of these day rooms. That is, those officers are included in this 66, but in total, 66 probation officers placed on leave for their alleged misconduct. Some of them were off the job alleged misconduct. The probation department says they are releasing these numbers to increase transparency. They say they're trying to regain the trust of the public after everything that has gone on in the juvenile justice system. They also wanted to point out that this is a small fraction of their 2,800 sworn employees. I did ask the department how many of these employees, or how many total employees, work within the juvenile system. They have not gotten back to me with that number. Guys?
All right. Well, I'm sure you'll let us know when you get it. Thanks so much.
That's crazy. That's crazy as hell. What kind of parole law? I mean, what kind of probation officers are those? I ain't never heard of no probation officers like that. That sounds like a gang squad or something. Yeah, that's crazy. So we're going to get out of here for today. And, yeah, man, that's one thing I always say, like, you know, people would be amazed. Some people would be amazed, like, when they hear, like, certain people doing, like, crimes or whatever. Like, for example, let's say you hear about some Marine or something, you know what I'm saying? Or some doctor or a police officer or, you know, someone like that, that people hold in, like, high regard and, like, you're supposed to, like, have all this super trust in and everything. It's like you kind of don't, they kind of don't do nothing wrong or whatever. And you know what I'm saying? They're supposed to uphold the law, you know, or like just people like that in them areas. There's other jobs, but, or, you know, like politicians. But it's like when they commit crimes, people would be like, damn, did you hear about that cop? He killed this person. Or damn, did you hear about that politician? He was stealing money and or whatever, you know what I mean? Or shit like that. Or did you hear about that pastor? He raped that little girl or whatever, or that little boy. We'll be like that. But like at the end of the day, they're just people. Because like I was saying, like no matter what job you do, you know, whatever it is you do for a living, like you're just putting on that uniform. Or you're just going to that job for, you know, 8 or 9 or 10 hours or whatever it is you do. But like before and after that, you know, during that too, you're a human being. But you know what I'm saying? But just for that amount of time, you're just putting a uniform on and performing a job. You know what I mean? Because the other 16 hours, you either sleep or up doing whatever it is you do. You know, so yeah, that's so it ain't like. I don't get too amazed by that. It's just like, well, damn, they're a human being. They just do crazy shit and fucked up shit. You know what I mean? But yeah, we're going to get out of here. Enjoy this Miles Davis on the way out. And, we're halfway through the week. Stay safe out here. We really appreciate it. Like I said, we're at about like, we're over 1,300 downloads now. So doing well. Loving the new puppy. Chewy's doing real well. He's just laying here right now, chilling. Laying on the floor. He's been peeing on his pee pad and stuff. He pooped on his pee pad. So, yeah. Things are going good so far. Marley the cat, she's pretty good with him. You know, she hasn't hissed at him. She didn't hiss at him at all yesterday. Like, he'll be kind of like wanting to play and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So, and she doesn't really want to play, you know what I mean? So she'll just kind of run, you know, she can jump up. So she'll just like jump in a dresser, or jump up on the dresser, or, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, and just get away from him. But like, she's cool, like, and Charlie, he's just like, whatever, you know. But yeah, so things are good so far. Because we did that on the fliggity fly, you know what I mean? So, yep. But, yeah, so we're going to get out of here, and we'll holler at everyone soon. Thanks for listening. Stay safe out here, and let's get through the rest of this week and enjoy the weekend. Y'all can hear Charlie. He's laying here sleeping. Peace.